Washington Post, media overlooked 70-plus Chicago shooting victims weekend of Highland Park attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 7, 2022. The Washington Post admitted Wednesday that the corporate media ignored Chicago's 70-plus July 4th weekend shooting victims while zooming in on the Highland Park attack. There are no crowdsourced charity drives raising millions for victims' families in Chicago, where the number of dead and injured shooting victims far exceeded the number killed and injured in the Highland Park attack, Robert Klemko noted in the Post. Breitbart News reported that at least 71 people were shot in Chicago over the July 4th weekend. 8 of those shooting victims ultimately succumbed to their wounds. The Post put the number of deceased Chicago shooting victims at 10. Chicago South Side resident Bobby Brown contrasted the outpouring of attention and concern directed at Highland Park with what residents of Chicago's war zone have received, saying, "They have a lot of resources there in Highland Park, ain't that something? Our babies see people get shot while they're at a playground, and there's no counseling. They have to suck it up and deal with it." In communities scarred by weekly and sometimes daily violence on the South Side, news of the Highland Park shooting was met with mixed emotions. For many, the rapid response, aided by Chicago police officers Lent North, poured salt in very recent wounds, the Post noted. "It was sad to hear about Highland Park, but at the same time, we're used to that kind of stuff here," Champagne Gardner, a nursing assistant on the South Side, said. "I don't allow my kids outside. I don't have any friends. I don't come and socialize in this area. I don't trust it here," Shermia, a Southside resident who was a Trident College-trained engineer, said. She spoke of the attention Highland Park received, saying the media coverage was on for hours and hours. "And it's like, people are getting shot every day around here, around the corner, up the street. But they still don't cover it because it's not enough white people down here," Shermia added. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.